Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working.
It really feels like nothing is working today.
I know. This week already, I can't stand it.
Oh, my God.
I'm just over it. I didn't get my coffee.
Oh, my God.
You never ended up getting your coffee?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
My app wasn't working.
Why didn't you just drive up there? You're going to have to drive up there anyways.
I know, but I didn't want to go inside. And, like, that's too much work.
Yeah. I guess.
So today, and I can't keep track of these episodes. There's so many. We're still on season 2. I know that. And we're on episode, I want to say it's 12. And today we're going to be talking about first time home buyers.
Yes.
And we have.
Yay!
So what we kind of do is we talk about, well, our podcast is about our journey. And we talk about things that are relevant to what's going on with us. And this is like right up our alleys because I think that we've hit, both Rocky and I have hit points in our life where we own some things, but we don't own a house.
Right.
And we're curious to know how to do that, when to do that, why should we do that. And that's why you're here.
Yes.
So if you want to. No, you don't have to want to. Introduce yourself.
Okay. So my name is Jenny Padron, and I'm a real estate agent here in Houston. Well, in Texas. I'm licensed in the state of Texas. I have been a real estate agent now for almost 2 years. And I enjoy knowing about real estate and like the ins and outs, because it's a lot and it can be overwhelming to just like the average person. And but it's really rewarding because you there's a lot of things that you don't know about, and when you learn about it, you can make smarter decisions. So
that's good.
Yeah,
that's really good.
So is real estate like your profession or?
Yes. I'm a nurse still. Yay! I still practice nursing.
Realtor, and she's hot.
And so I am still full-time nurse. And hopefully we'll make the transition to a full-time realtor.
Don't say hopefully.
Okay. It will happen.
You want to, you will.
Yes, we got to work out childcare, but
You have a little one.
Yes, a 1-year-old.
Make a lot of money. You can pay childcare.
Yeah. Right now, with everything going on, though.
Oh yeah, true. I know, it's true.
I've been hesitant on doing it. I still feel like he's too young, but soon.
Yeah.
I feel like a bad mom. Both of my kids still go to daycare.
Oh my goodness! No, you're not a bad mom.
I think about it every day because it would make your life. You need that time away to do your own thing. You come home, hopefully with some energy, and then tend to your kids. But if you're with them every single day or, like, you know, all day.
There's no downtime.
There isn't. And it could get get exhausting. Yeah. You're just worn out being at the house all day.
Yeah, that's rough. I've been there.
Yeah.
During maternity leave. That's it. I'm done. When's daycare start?
But did you take maternity leave before you had the baby? You did.
No. The first kid, I took a week before. And then the second kid, I waited until I had the baby. And then,
okay. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our babies are 1 week apart?
Not even. I think they're like four days. 3 or 4 days apart. Yeah.
Fun fact, people. Jenny and I, we're workout partners.
We are.
New workout partners, but we're workout partners. And we got pregnant maybe on the same day.
Possibly on the same day, yeah.
Well, yeah, if they're 3 days apart.
Yeah.
The same week.
And we went through everything together. Oh, we had the same doctor.
We had the same doctor. We work at the same place.
Mm-hmm. We almost have the same name.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all do. It's very close.
We have a lot of similar situations.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. She might be my other half. You're like, remember who was our guest that you were like,
Hope.
We're the same person. Hope. Okay.
Yes.
We're the same person.
I watched podcast of y'all.
You did?
I did. I really enjoyed it. That was the first one I ever watched of you guys.
That was the first season.
Right? I know. It was.
Yeah.
It was.
They were like the same person.
It was like, I told her, I was like, I feel like I'm looking at the future me.
In
her.
Uh-huh. Oh,
like,
okay.
Just the way she carried herself. You know, mm-hmm. she was very sure and she was relaxed. And yes, mm-hmm. there's maybe challenges, but, you know, just hold your breath or breathe in, breathe out, and everything will be great. Not okay. But great. I hate when people say it's okay.
Oh, gosh. Sorry.
No, really? It's not you.
I always say it's
I think
okay.
it's just, it's so mundane, you know, like we're just so used to it, but it never really bothered me until, you know, like shit was hitting the fan.
That's like the first thing I say.
I know. So one day she calls me and she's like, well, she went off on me one time for it. She called me. I'll never forget it.
I believe that.
She called me and she was like, I just got into a car accident. And I'm just like, it's okay. She's like, stop fucking telling me it's okay. It's not okay. And I said, okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, okay,
oh
I'm sorry.
God.
Just breathe. What do you need me to do? I'll call you back.
All right. Yeah, I got my luggage and I just.
You were flustered.
Oh, man. Yeah. Just a tad bit.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, okay, hold your breath. Don't say it's okay. How does that make you feel?
She does so well with me.
How does that make you feel?
I feel like she puts on her mom gloves, and she's just like,
if only I can put on those gloves for my kids instead of smacking them. I'm like,
been there. Been there. Like, catch them behind the head.
Yeah. I'm like, shit. I start cussing, and then Cairo's like, God damn it.
What? But he's using it in the right way.
My poor kids. Oh my God, they're so tainted.
I told some of my coworkers that I'm going to teach my grandchildren how to cuss. I don't think there's anything cuter. Like, could you imagine like a little, you know, like a little nugget-sized little kid walking somewhere with some balloons or, you know, like their little toys. You know, it falls. They're always picking it up.
Like, could you imagine?
Shit. Oh, damn it. Rocked it again. Gammy, help me.
That's Cairo.
Cairo would die.
Cairo had a coloring sheet, and he loves the color. I think he might be an artist.
Aww.
But Cade grabbed his paper, and he said, that's my coloring sheet. What the hell?
At least he's using it in the right term. I mean, right?
Yeah. I'm not proud, but
oh man,
it's okay.
It would be very hard for me. I would just turn my face, my entire back. I would hide in a closet.
Sometimes it's like,
I don't know what I'm going to do with mine. Because he started throwing these tantrums, like little tantrums where I tell him like, no, chill out. And he'll be like, huh. And just start banging like his head or kicking.
Oh, Cairo did
it. And I just don't know what to do. I just stare at him.
But while he's like banging his head, he's looking at you, right?
Yeah. And I just stare and I'm just thinking, I don't know what to do.
Like you're any
doing,
minute
that's
now.
That's good.
That's
like,
good.
You're doing the right thing because I went through that with Cairo. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my God. You know, you automatically think of like the older kids who, you know, they don't get what they want. They start banging their head for attention. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to be like that. Mm-hmm. But I totally like just looked at him. And was like, are you done?
Mm-hmm,
and then walk away.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
And then he stops. And I mean, he's three now. He hasn't done that in years. Mm-hmm. He hasn't, like, banged his head or, I mean, he's just be cussing, but.
What gets me is whenever he starts crying and his little mouth is like, upside down.
Oh,
like, upside down
God.
Frown. And it's, like, the cutest cry.
Oh,
and
my God.
I just hug him.
That is such a good mom.
Yeah. Sometimes you can't help it.
Like, but I need to stop that. It's not working.
Yeah.
It's not helping the
hug
situation.
In moments, like hugging moments where, you know, he's not crying or he's not you know, looking for attention. It's right. more like, it's just random. Like, oh, I love you, and just true. Give him a hug. Yeah. And then he will know, he don't know what to do. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I don't have to act out to get that kind of
exactly.
attention.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because he'll, like, always get it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, look, I'm learning stuff.
Toddlers are
see,
tough.
I'm telling you. Yeah, they are so mm-hmm. wear your ass out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a rant? Are you ranting?
Yeah, I would like to rant.
Okay.
That I almost died on the road today. I left work just cruising, enjoying the day. Uh-huh. See the winds blowing.
Mm-hmm.
When all of a sudden,
wind
the cars.
Is so hot.
I know. So it's like a blow dryer, right? But it looked nice from inside my car because my air conditioner was like all up in my face, making me feel good. And so, whatever. So, I'm driving when all of a sudden some cars, you know, in front of me, traffic just slows the fuck down quick. So, I did the same thing. But I can't see anything. And cars are like, you know, zoom, zoom, in and out. But I'm still, like, in the middle. Mm-hmm. So, I'm like, should I move over? So, as I'm, like, you know, getting over into the other lane, this huge, what do you call it?
Plastic?
Plastic. Like plastic, like you
like
wrap your furniture
wrap.
In. Like, you wrap your furniture in.
Like the black or the blue kind? Like the tarp?
But it's clear. It looks like,
oh,
like
saran wrap.
Back. Saran yeah. wrap, yeah.
Okay.
Flew over my car. Flew over. It felt like it was there forever. But the you know that building that we went into to figure out when we were looking for that spot to do our podcast? Mm-hmm. Remember we had gone into that building? I was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And when the tarp blew off, I was past Olive Garden. So that's how far I drove.
Wow.
And I had to drive like really slow. I cried all the way home. I cried all the way home.
I'm so glad you made it.
I tried some clothes on, whatever. And then on the way here, there was more plastic. So I had to pull over and pull it out of my car. And, you know, I'm like almost here. I had already called you. Hey, I can see it. A dump truck had cut in front of me and his trash started hitting my vehicle. I'm done.
What's happening?
I don't know, but I don't like it. Oh, and when I got the water, the man didn't see me. He opened his door and it hit me in my body. I'm surprised I don't have like the dirt or anything.
What?
I don't know, but I want to retreat quickly to my home where it's safe in the closet.
Oh my God. I don't want to laugh at your pain, but
oh man.
Thank you for making me smile. It's been a rough day.
Well, I'm surely almost pooped on myself. So scared. Just saying.
Oh, my God. Well, hopefully you can get some good info so that you can move on with life and hopefully buy a home.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be a lot of fun. Can you tell me how to buy a home?
Okay, first.
Yes.
First.
I can.
Okay, let me follow.
Okay.
I mean, let me lead.
Did you hear me? I said, okay.
Oh, look at you. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. She said, let me leave.
So we always have this thing, right, where we talk about we have outline.
Okay.
And for a very long time, Rocky didn't follow it or didn't know how to follow it or
could
wasn't
never.
Interesting in following it. Whatever her reason is, uh-huh. it was always different. And so one of the last episodes that we did, I found the word. It's open forum. We did an open forum. And we didn't have an outline at all. And that was interesting.
How'd that go? I didn't see it. Is it out yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
It'll
okay.
be awesome.
Who?
I think we did good.
Yeah, we
open
did good.
Forum.
Who was the guest speaker?
It was just us.
It was just us.
Okay.
Yeah. So we just, you know, we just talked. And
yeah,
that was
talked.
Fun.
Yeah.
We just,
we
know.
Cry a lot on this show.
Cry?
We yeah. cry a lot.
I didn't know how much we cried.
We cry so much.
Really?
And Jiffy doesn't yeah. even look like
you,
a crier.
You won't be crying today. You won't be crying
no.
today. No.
I already cried.
I'll make this a fun
Yeah.
thing.
Oh, this
yeah.
is going to be so much yeah. fun. Yeah.
Okay. I might cry. What if I cry? It
oh
doesn't matter.
God. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You're good.
All right. One, two, three, go.
Go.
All right. So talk about the top reasons why people decide to buy homes.
Okay. Well, one of the main reasons people decide to buy homes is growth. Like maybe they have a new baby on the way, or maybe they have kids and they want more space.
Mm-hmm.
They've been renting. So they want to, you know, expand their family. They maybe want to be in a better neighborhood. They want a yard, some yard space for the kids or a dog. That, I think, is the main reason people buy a home, for family reasons. Also, other reasons people will buy a home can be for an investment, like maybe they want to make it a rental home. Usually it's not first-time home buyers that do that, but it can be where they want to make some money from that home. They you know, they rent it out to someone.
But that takes a lot of responsibility, right? Because they have to be like the landlord, and you know, when your toilet break down, I gotta go fix it now.
Yeah, but you know what? I thought about that before I bought my first home, and I was like, oh my gosh, things are gonna be breaking down, and I'm not gonna know what to do. There's gonna be a leak, and I need a plumber in the middle of the night. Who do I call? Things don't really happen that way. Like, things don't really just break down left and right, unless you just have that bad of luck. You just get that one house that's just breaking apart, but things don't happen like that. Like, it may happen once a year, once every 6 months or something, but things aren't just breaking down left and right. Hopefully you'll be prepared when things do, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't really work how you think it's going to work. People get overwhelmed by the thought of buying a home, that they're like, oh, this is a big responsibility. I am the one that's going to take care of it. There's no longer a landlord to call. There's no longer a maintenance guy I call. This is me. What do I do if this breaks down? But usually most of us, we have friends and family that can recommend somebody. Yeah. And so you're not alone, and things are really not breaking down left and right like you think. Another reason people want to buy a home is because they're tired of paying rent. Rent is, you're never going to see that rent money. You'll never see it again. You know, your mortgage payments, they'll go to something that you can actually own, build equity in the home, and then...
What's equity mean?
Equity in the home. So, yeah, there's a lot of words that we... So, for one, a lot of people don't know what... I didn't know what a mortgage was for the longest. I didn't know what a mortgage... When I was younger, I didn't know what a mortgage was. I heard it left and right. It's pretty much just a loan, a home loan. And you pay it off. You pay it off. It's just a loan. So equity, to build equity in a home is just to have money building up in that home that's that's yours. That if one day you wanted to sell that home, everything that you've put in it, you'll get back. So that's equity. If you invest in a company, whatever amount that you invest in that company, that's your equity.
Okay.
The money you've put in that, to that company, that's your equity. Yeah. Okay. So
so equity is good.
Yeah, to have equity is like, for example, if I have $30,000 in equity in my home, that's just saying that I've put in $30,000. That's all I've paid off, you know, because I have a mortgage.
Okay.
Just because a home is worth, you know, 200, 250 or whatever the cost may be, that doesn't mean that that's what I have.
Okay.
What I have is what I've put into the home. It. Yeah.
Wow. I understand equity now.
Yeah. So that's building equity, because your rent money, you're gonna put it in. You're never gonna see it again.
Never.
That's it. You don't build anything. Which is so sad. Yeah. So that's another reason. That's a big reason.
I didn't know this.
What?
You didn't? You were throwing away money when renting?
Oh, my God.
Which I feel like they should change the law. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like...
Especially if, like, you have children, like, boom, you have, like, a small deal where you can build equity if you pay your rent on time every month.
There's a lot of surprising... I also didn't know this, that people buy apartments. They're cheaper than homes.
Like apartments. Complexes.
Yeah. And at first I thought, like, oh, like, you can only rent out apartments, but they're for sale too. So even then, so it, for me, that was a big thing. I was actually pregnant, 7 months pregnant, looking for a home. And then we needed a bigger space because the place we were in was just way too small. I couldn't see myself living there. We needed more space. And I didn't want to get more space and have to pay for an apartment that was gonna be like a 2-bedroom.
True.
There, you know, there is. So I was like, I might as well just buy a home. The payments are, honestly, I pay less with my home than I would pay in a 2-bedroom apartment.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You are kidding me.
I do. And I'll explain a little bit what goes into that and what to prepare, how to prepare to get a home. But I pay less than I would in an apartment.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to bang my head. I'm going to throw a tantrum.
For me, it was definitely worth it. And it's a process. Home buying is a process. And it can be stressful to some because you don't know where to start. You don't know, you know. And another reason to buy a home also is because let's say you have been saving money, right? You've been saving money in the bank and it's just sitting there and its inflation is going up and and basically your money is not worth as much as it was 5 years ago. And so real estate, it's been shown that real estate has been appreciating over the years. I mean, homes, you know, used to be able to buy a home for $30,000 back in I don't know when they were $30,000, but they were at $30,000 at one point, and they've just gone up and up and up. And so buying real estate, buying a home can be an investment for you, that you put your money into this home and that home is just gonna hopefully, you know, be of more value later in life, and you can maybe even make a profit off of it if you ever sell it. And so those are the main reasons people buy. I've seen that people buy homes.
Have you seen any different reasons why people buy homes?
Me?
I'm looking at you.
Location.
Oh, yeah, location.
Location. That's one of the things I've always heard about. And people don't even care about. One of the things I found out, people really don't care for the fact that they don't have to, like, live by their job because of the location. They would rather, you know, they're okay with driving that 45 minute or an hour just for the location. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. But, yeah, location. Schools,
that makes sense too.
That would motivate me, especially like a subdivision that has a school inside. What?
But there's apartment buildings that could, or exactly, you know, that can also attend that school.
Exactly.
Zone there.
So
I'm just like flabbergasted, only because like the reason why I hadn't bought a home is because I was like, oh no, that's too much of a hassle. Like, you know, the landlord comes and fix everything when I needed to be fixed, you know, and then I didn't want to commit. Like, I feel like I have to live out here forever if I buy a house.
You know what? That was before I even considered buying a house. I thought about that was the thing that stopped me for the longest. And I mean, I was much younger, but I was like, I can't buy a house. I don't want to commit to that location for 30 years. Like, who said I don't want to travel and do all these things? And then I thought about it, and I was like, well, one, if you really are going to be traveling around like that, you could always sell it, right? It may seem like a hassle, but two, you can also always decide to rent it out and actually profit from that home, you know, if you think about it, you know, and it's different for every house. But if you're paying $970 every month in mortgage, including taxes and your homeowner's insurance, and you rent it out for $1,500, I mean, that's an extra, what, $500 and something every month, and that you're just, you know, someone's living in that home and it's just coming to you, and they can pay the home off for you. So in that sense, you're not necessarily permanently there. You don't have to feel stuck.
Oh my God.
I know. It's so crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this.
I know.
And so enlightening.
Did you also, since, you know, real estate has been going up. It's the value of it has been going up. And if, for example, let's say you bought a home, my parents, they bought a home in 2001, right? Mm-hmm. And they bought it for $100,000. And now, it was like 101. And now it's worth like 190. Wow. 190 the last time that I checked, and this was maybe like last year that I checked. And so can you believe that? I mean, can you believe that it's gone that much? You know, and to think that like 100,000 then was like, oh, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But now it's 190. Mm. And wow. That's a lot.
So they could sell their house for that much because that's how much it's worth now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah, and when they bought the house, they bought it in an area where it was growing. Mm-hmm. It was just like their subdivision, and around it, it was just kind of like plain, and then they started building shopping centers and grocery stores, more neighborhoods, and all that, you know, brought the value of their home up. Because
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. We need info.
Yeah.
We need more info.
And to top that off, you know, any income that you make is taxed, right? Mm-hmm. Any income that you make is taxed. So in Texas, I think it's for a single person, if you gained, it's called capital gains. It's pretty much the profit you make on a property. If they were to sell that home, if their gain is $250,000 or less, they don't have to pay any taxes on it. And that's that's for a single person.
That's cool.
For a married couple, if they make $500,000 on the home, then it's tax free. And that doesn't you know happen with other types of income. It's taxed. So that's also a good thing about investing in real estate.
So we need to start investing.
It's so crazy. Mm-hmm. So the first step to buying a home, like what do we do? Like
first thing,
we want a home. That's our decision.
Yeah. So you want a home. You gotta first analyze your finances, right? Mm-hmm. And that means your credit. You know, we'll talk about the credit scores a little bit later, but credit, making sure that you have decent credit, at least 620 and higher. And if you don't, then it's time to work on it, right? And there's many ways. It'll take maybe, you know, some months or so, but you can work on getting your credit right because it matters. And we'll talk about why it matters in a little bit. And then how much do you have saved? You know, a lot of people, they don't want to buy a house because they're like, oh, I don't want to put a large down payment. I don't have any savings. And, you know, and I'd like to say that you should get a home if you have no savings, but no, you shouldn't. You should have some savings, but it would be worth it. It would be worth purchasing it and actually the rest of the money that you're paying monthly for it to actually build there. And that's your savings, you know, versus just like spending it on rent every month and you're never going to see it again. So even though you do have to have some savings to put down on this home, it's worth it.
Wow.
So first check your finances, and then sit down with a lender to get a pre-approval. Pre-approval is basically like a letter that they, you know, reviewed your finances. They look over your credit. They look over your income. They also look over any debts that you might have. Like student loans and maybe car payments or previous debts that you owe. So it's important to have good credit. And I know a lot of people, they never build credit. They never had a credit card. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I never thought about, you know, working on my credit. But it really matters. You get good deals. You get better deals if you have good credit. So you sit down, you get a pre-approval letter. And basically what that does for you is if you were to find a home at a really good deal and you want to put an offer on it, right, and you have that pre-approval letter, the sellers, you know, they see that you have that pre-approval letter and they're like, oh, they're serious, and oh, they have the money to back it up, and you know, they're more likely to go with you than anyone else if you have that. And also it gives you they can give you got to ask for it, but they can give you the estimate. For example, if you're ready to buy a home, right? And you say, okay, I'm thinking about buying a home in the I'll do, you know, I'll look for 180 to 230, mm-hmm. right? I don't want to spend too much on a home.
Okay.
Or 150 to 250 or whatever you're, you know. And they're like, well, let's approve you. Let's see if you, you know, you're able to get a home with your income and your finances with for 200,000, right? So they run that 200,000 price. They check it. And let's say you approve. Mm-hmm. You approve, right? And you're like, awesome. Like, I can start looking for a home for 200,000. And then... you ask them also to, they can tell you that how much, what it's going to look like. What is your monthly payment going to look like? How much are you going to be paying in mortgage? How much are you going to be paying with your, you know, homeowner's insurance or the taxes? Some people choose to pay taxes monthly or they wait till the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I personally do it monthly.
Okay.
Because... And it's not that much either. But at the end of the year, you, nobody really wants to, you know, pay thousands at the end of the year, right?
That's scary.
When it's included in it monthly, it, you know, you don't have to worry at the end of the year, like, how am I going to pay for this, right?
Mm-hmm. True.
And they'll give you that. So if for whatever reason, if they say that you approve for a $200,000 home and they tell you what you're going to have to be paying monthly and you're like, oh, I can't do that. That tells you that you should maybe look for a home that's less than that.
Okay.
Or if the payments are doable
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh, you know, like that's nothing. I can do more than that. I was paying that for my two-bedroom apartment,
mm-hmm.
which I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do more. And, you know, you can tell them like, well, what if we try for a little bit more? Like, I can do a little bit more.
Okay.
And so it gives you an estimate of what to look for.
Yeah.
Before you actually start going to look for, you know, all these homes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the average price of a good home?
Like
right
a single home.
Like a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Right now, I bought my home for... I was in like 150, 145, but most homes right now, they're maybe like 200, 250, depending on the area.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are in the 200s.
Mm-hmm.
For them to be newer.
Yeah.
The new constructions are like 250.
Yeah.
I got an older home. It's old. It's in an older subdivision. But I saw a lot of potential in it. I saw a lot of things that I could change and make it better and rent it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I did want to live in the home, but I also wanted to eventually rent it out,
mm-hmm.
and I saw that potential in it. But a lot of the homes are like 200, 250.
Yeah,
for,
yeah,
yeah.
I like so the like older
a,
homes.
A $80,000 home doesn't exist anymore.
Man,
good
just...
luck. Look, when I was looking for a home, and believe me, I was looking for 80,000 homes because I'm like, yeah, well, I'll find a home. And that price, and I'll just fix it up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking. It was rare that you found one. If I came across some that were like 99 maybe, and they had holes in the walls, the carpet was moldy, the cabinets were like punched in. I don't know what angry tenants or people that lived in there, but they just tore the home up. And it wasn't the first one. I saw many like that. And so it's a lot of work. And
which is so sad because it used to not be like that.
Yeah, you know, people don't keep up with it.
It's so sad. Yeah. What about, I'm so sorry to have cut you off,
mm-hmm.
but before I forget, because my thoughts are so fleeting, is it, talk about how good of a time it is now to buy a home, given even so much of like, you know, the pandemic and... you know, our
yeah.
wonderful president out there and everything else that's going on. Is this a good time to venture out in this dangerous pandemic?
Yeah, so depending on your situation,
mm-hmm.
because it depends. I don't, you know, if your job is unstable right now,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, you don't know if you're going to be working in 2 months, I would say hold off.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, I don't even know if you would get a loan if you know, you're laid off. Because
True.
They look at that. If you don't have any income, you're
yeah.
not. The chances of you getting a loan are hard. But if your finances are good, if your job is stable, if financially you're good, then yeah, it is a good time right now because interest rates are lower. A lot of people are like, oh, our home's more cheaper right now than, or, you know, no, not necessarily. No, it's not the home prices that are cheaper because the market kind of depends that. And it, the prices are fairly the same before the pandemic, but the interest rates are lower. And the interest rates, they make a huge difference in how much you pay for a home.
Mm-hmm.
So they're lower now.
Mm-hmm.
And assuming your credit is decent, you can get a low interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is a good time. But if you're financially ready, like, yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's all right. Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
And at the end of the day, it's, yeah, if you're ready, if you're set, if you feel comfortable, you can start looking. You're not in, you know, forced to buy something you don't mm-hmm. want to, something that you can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
You have enough time to decide, is this something that I can afford? Is this something we want to do? Like,
yeah.
You don't have to be forced into a situation that you're not going to be able to keep up with. And it might even make sense for you to buy a home versus to keep renting.
Yeah,
you might think, like, what have I been doing this whole time? Why haven't I been working towards saving my money and building my credit so mm-hmm. I can actually own something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what have I been doing with my life?
Well, you just didn't know. And it's weird, too, because I've been telling you, like, I've been telling her, mm-hmm. haven't I? I think it's time for you to start looking for a home.
Yeah.
She's like, no, why? I was like, you need to.
I think people have that thought process. But look, I'm going to tell you this. We were living in this, like, really small, I don't know how much square footage it was, but it was literally just a small living room. The kitchen was like
right there,
and then one bedroom and then one bathroom. And it was just too small for me. I couldn't breathe. I had to step outside to breathe.
Mm.
And we were, I was expecting a baby. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to stay here. So we're going to have to move. And I would like to have a separate room for the baby. So it could be like a nursery. It's just kind of like, you know, like a little fairy tale thought mm-hmm. that I'm going to have a baby and this is my first baby and I want him to have like a nice little nursery with a nice little rocking mm-hmm. chair, whatever, whatever. And I was looking at 2-bedroom apartments and they were like $1,500, $1,300,
$1,400.
And I was like,
for a
2-bedroom. This is what people pay. I mean, you can pay rent on a home for that, right? Like mm-hmm. you can rent out a home. But then I thought, like, why would I rent out a home when I could just buy the home and my money's actually going towards something I'm gonna own, right? So I just my dad kind of like, he didn't force it on me, but he kept like
nudging
at it. I'm like, okay, let me see. And so I thank God that I did, because I only pay $971. And that's for my mortgage, that's for taxes included, and my homeowner's insurance.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't have to pay what they call a PMI, which is mortgage insurance,
mm-hmm.
because I did put more down. You don't have to put more down, though,
mm-hmm.
but I chose to, and
so you would
yeah, so I'm like, oh, that. This is great. Like, I still, with utilities included, every month, it's less than an apartment.
Wow.
Man, okay. Get out of here.
Well, we got to get to the, oh, Lord, time is just gone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you can give us as much information, good Lord, bless you.
Thank you.
As you can for ideal credit score and down payment. And you talked a lot about mortgage, so we kind of mm-hmm. get that.
Yeah. So ideal credit score, I did bring it up. I would recommend 620 or higher.
Mm-hmm.
The interest rates are going to be lower. The higher the credit score you have, the better your interest rate you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the lender. You got to think about it. A lender is going to lend you money to buy a home, mm-hmm. right? And so if you're going to let someone borrow money, you want to check their history. Like, does this person pay people back? Does mm-hmm. this person have a lot of debt? And if you do, they're going to be more hesitant to lend you out the money.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do lend you out the money, they're going to want to get you for as much as they can because they don't trust you all the way that you'll pay them back. back, mm-hmm. you know? And so that's just how it goes. So the higher the credit, the better. And I do recommend if your credit is like low, take months, take a year. Like, don't rush into getting a home. Spend some time building up your credit. And for you mentioned a down payment. Mm-hmm. So down payments, a lot of people, they're hesitant on getting a home also because they're like, I don't have 20% to put down on a home. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. And so I had a lot of people tell me that. I was like, you don't need to put 20% down on a home. There is different types of loans. There's four main loans that I'm not going to get into because it's a lot of information. But mm-hmm. there's four main loans. One is for veterans. One is if you want to go and live somewhere. Like, it's a USDA loan. It's...
I've heard of that.
Yeah, and it's you have to, the home has to qualify to be like USDA approved, mm-hmm. and a lot of the home, you know, a lot of the homes that we're interested in may not approve because it's more in like in a rural area. Mm-hmm. But so the two main ones are a conventional and an FHA, mm-hmm. and a conventional is typically for people who do have a higher income and better credit score. Mm-hmm. An FHA is for people that have less income and maybe less lower credit score. And for a conventional loan, typically it's you can pay 20% down. Mm-hmm. For an FHA, you only need 3.5%. So for so of your total home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't even need, you know, you don't need thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to put down on a home. It's only 3.5% of the total.
3.5% of 100,000 is what? I'm good. Hold on.
Was it my calculator. Like, no, I don't know. I'm horrible at math. Okay, I was going to try to.
Okay,
guess.
I got it.
What is it?
100,000 times.
It's 25,000.
3,500?
Y'all are funny.
Would you say?
3,500?
I said 25.
Wait. 3.5. How do I put that in a because calculator?
Because I saw online it'd that be 2.35 in the calculator. 5%. No. 5% would be like 20, almost 25.
Is that 5%?
Oh, it'll be 0.035, right? No. 0.
Oh, my God. You lost.
Yeah, no, it's zero. It's 0.035.
Okay. 0.035. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. 3,500.
Yeah. For a down payment. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Shut up.
You mean I could have bought like...
like 10 come houses on, by
come
now?
Come on. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And what are we doing?
And I'll bring up the other fees to consider, too, mm-hmm. when getting a home. But people really think that they have to have...
like 50,000.
So yeah. No, and that's like, not I don't have true. That much money. Of course.
No.
Nobody even wants to put that much money down.
No, I don't.
I didn't. But, yeah, you don't need that much. Yeah.
Oh
my God! What's going on?
Mm-hmm. See, that's why I want an older home, because I feel like I would have more room to play with.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe you may have a little bit more space. A lot of the newer homes,
yeah,
I see that they're making them a little tighter for that price point. Anyways, they make them smaller and
in the,
basic.
The you know in the you see into the people's houses and shit.
Yeah,
it's not cool.
Yeah. So, but that's it. And it varies. So whenever you sit down with a lender, they'll go over your finances and they'll see like what's best for you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make that decision just on your own. You sit down with the lender. They review your finances. They say, you know, this is what you may not even approve for a conventional loan anyway. So
that's when you get the pre-approval letter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's when you sit down. Yeah, that's when you get the pre-approval letter. It can give you like a peace of mind. Like, what do I need to look for? Am I mm-hmm. ready? What is it gonna look like?
Oh, that's good because you get to make your decision.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's not a contract. Yeah. You know, it's not. They're not giving you the loan then and there. It's basically just saying like, this is what you would be paying monthly. This is what you approve for. You can afford this home. And
this is me downloading Credit Karma right now to see my credit.
Do you have Wells Fargo?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think I have Experian. And ever since then, it's been a boost.
Mm-hmm. Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the... Yeah. And, you know, lenders typically look at the middle number. So if you know those three... You don't have to, though. I didn't. When I bought my house, I didn't know my three numbers. But if you know those three numbers, they typically look at that middle average. of those of your credit scores.
Oh, really?
And that's like your credit score.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they kind of varies. There's a little bit of a difference, and they look at the middle one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm so inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what other fees do we have to look at?
Okay. So other fees. Okay, so we have your down payment, right? And then there's just no way around the down payment, right? There's also closing costs.
Yes.
Okay. Closing costs can be negotiable sometimes.
I don't even know what that means.
So pretty much closing costs can include paying the title company, paying the people that worked, like the attorney that worked to get all these papers together. It can include maybe an appraisal or an inspection.
Mm-hmm.
It includes these other fees. And not so those are closing costs. It's typically about like 1-3% of the home, but it can vary. It can vary. You can actually choose your title company as a buyer. You can, if you really do, you know, do your research and you want a title company that's maybe more affordable. I didn't choose when I bought my home. I just went with the flow because I didn't really know anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you can actually choose your title company, and it may vary in costs. So closing costs. And you also have the inspection fee. This is optional. This is optional. But I always recommend it doesn't make sense buying a home and not getting an inspection. That's a big
Especially
if it's an older home. That would be crazy.
Especially if it's an older home. Even with the new home, though, because if they made it, you know, jacked up, they made it jacked up. Mm-hmm. You need to get an inspection on it. And
you get somebody that you know, like we get somebody to inspect our car.
You can, but on this one, I would recommend someone that you actually trust is going to be thorough with your inspection.
A professional.
Get a professional.
Okay.
Do they recommend
those, like when you're buying a house? Give you a list or something?
Because you don't know anyone. Yeah, your realtor, they can give you options. They can give you options, mm-hmm. but you don't have to choose from the ones that they give you. But yeah, you can ask your realtor. They typically will have people that, you know, insurance companies that they can refer, inspection people that they can refer, title companies that they can refer. But at the end of the day, you can choose that. So you have your inspection, which usually is $280 to $400.
Mm. It's not,
and it could be more depending on the square footage. Typically, it's that price for an average 3-bed, 2-bath, 2,000 square foot home. Excuse me. And but if it's a larger home, obviously it's going to be more expensive. So you have your inspection, and then appraisal. So whenever if you're getting a loan, which most people are, the lenders, they require you to pay for an appraisal. And they do that because they're not going to lend you $300,000 if the home is right now on the market only worth $220,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the seller, they can, at the end of the day, the seller can price point the home at whatever cost,
mm-hmm.
as crazy as it may seem. Hopefully they have a good realtor that would recommend a certain number so it'll actually sell, but they can really put the price point at whatever. But and if you're trying to buy that home, you have, you know, your lender, they're actually paying for the home, not you. Mm-hmm. They're paying for it first, and so they're like, well, you need to pay for an appraisal. We need to see how much this home actually costs or how much it's actually worth. And they do an appraisal on it, and they're like, well, this home is not worth $300,000. It's only worth $220,000. We're not going to lend you $300,000. We're going to lend you $220,000. If you want to buy it for $220,000 and you pay the rest, cool. If not, I'm not lending you that money. So,
okay.
So that's an appraisal. And that one is also about $300,000, $400,000. And
we're racking up right now. We had our down payment, our closing costs,
our appraisal, and our mortgage and inspection. Yeah.
Okay. So the rest. So whenever, let's say you find a home that you really like, and you're like, I want this home. I want to put an offer on it. Right. Your realtor writes up the contract. they send it to their agent and they're like, yeah, you know, well, we accept your offer. And you're like, cool, okay. And now your realtor would ask you to put down like an option mm-hmm. fee. What is an option fee?
Yes, okay. What is this?
What is an option fee? So pretty much whenever you put in an offer and it's been accepted, it's typically like $100, $150. You can do more. And it pretty much is to hold the home mm-hmm. for you for 7 to 10 days.
Oh.
Your realtor usually asks for a hold on that home for 7 to 10 days. During this week, you have to do your inspection, your appraisal. Just do, you know, get everything together, get all your paperwork and stuff together. It's giving you time to hold the home so nobody else
can come in and swoop it.
And so that's like, let's hold the home for you.
Wow.
Right? And this is a time where you can retract. Like if you say, you know, because once you put in an offer on a home and the contract is written up, legally, you are to purchase that home, right?
Yeah.
And so if you don't purchase the home, you have a contract. Then they're like, well, what, you know, you said you would buy the home. This is the contract.
So
we're in the contract.
Back so out of
yeah,
it.
But this during this option fee time, you can back out of it. It gives you time if you get if you get an inspection and everything is,
it's like a
jacked
proposal.
He
proposes to you and says, you don't have to give me an offer yet. Wait over the weekend, honey.
So yeah, so and so that's the option fee, and that is usually non-refundable.
Mm-hmm.
That's just to hold off the home.
Okay.
And you said it can be how much? $150?
$100, $150, $200.
Okay.
Whenever I put
that's
in
not bad.
Yeah, whenever I put in an offer, I did $150. Some people do more, some people do less. It may show, for example, like let's say I'm selling my home and I have two offers, right? One person I don't know, it's like $100 and the other one's like, "No, I want to do $200." I'd be like, "Oh, okay, maybe this person is more determined to get this home. They want it more." Yeah, so
500.
Oh my god.
But it's non-refundable, so it won't go, it usually doesn't go back to the home.
True.
The earnest money though, that's like good faith money, they call it, that when you do put in an offer and they accept it and you got your inspection, you got all these things done, the earnest money is money that you're like, hey, I'm serious about buying the home. And that money goes to the title company, but it's given to you at like closing time. So that money actually comes back to you. So, and it can also show that you are a more serious buyer, right?
Yeah.
Because you can put down, typically earnest money is 1 to 2%.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a hot market, it may go up to 5 to 10%
yeah.
of the home. But that money is given back to you in closing costs. So if you were to decide to put like $1,500, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't think it's just going in vain. It'll come back to you mm-hmm. in closing costs. It'll
in good faith money.
Yeah,
in good faith mm-hmm. money. That's awesome.
I do none of this.
Really?
I knew some of it, but I've forgotten a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hopefully you have a really good agent.
That would be you when I'm ready.
Look, as a buyer, people are like, oh, do I need an agent? And I'm like, it would be dumb if you didn't get an agent because it costs nothing to you. The seller pays for your agent. The seller pays your agent. So you getting an agent as a buyer, you're not paying them.
Oh.
I didn't know that either.
I thought
that's official. I gotta pay you to look for me a home.
The seller will pay for
it. Wow.
Yeah.
So when I hire a real estate agent, ideally you work with me, but you are not getting paid unless I buy a house.
That is correct.
But, I mean, my ultimate goal is to buy a house. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. And
essentially,
yeah. I mean,
you will get paid.
Yeah. So both parties' goal is to
get paid.
Right. So you're going to find these houses for me to make sure that I find one that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to buy one that I like.
And that's another reason that the pre-approval letter is so important, too, because it shows both parties that you're not going to waste each other's time.
Mm.
Right?
So I do this before or after I hire you?
I get the pre-approval?
Mm-hmm.
I would do it before, because you don't have to necessarily have an agent before. You know, you want to sit down, review your finances, make sure that you everything is looking good, and then you're like, okay, I really am ready. I'm ready. Let me get a trusted real estate agent, and we can start looking. And that way, you even have a price point to start looking, because, like, let's say you wanted to hire me today, and mm-hmm. you're like, I want to start looking at homes, but I really like those homes. They're like, I don't know, like $350,000, but mm-hmm. they're so beautiful. Mm-hmm. They have a lake in the backyard, mm-hmm. and you know, real estate agents are gonna be like, okay, can you afford a $300, $350 nah. home, right? And so, you know, what if they're showing you all these homes and you think you can afford it and they think you can afford it,
but you
and,
don't.
And you find a really good one and you're like, I want to put an offer in it. And then this, you know, the seller and their agent, they look at your offer and they're like, oh, hey, do they have a pre-approval? Nowadays, a lot of them, they don't even take your offer if you don't have a pre-approval letter. Like, you have to, you know, attach it in and okay. send it to them. They won't take your offer without a pre-approval letter, because it takes, you know, you have to sit down with the lender, do all that stuff. Yeah. They want a buyer that's ready right now.
Okay.
So that's why it's so important to have a pre-approval before you start looking at homes.
Pre-approval.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A realtor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Okay. I gotta fix my credit. Much.
You're one person I know. Once you make your mind about something, it's there.
But you don't have to rush. Yeah, you know. You can start now fixing your credit, and maybe next year, maybe the year after that, mm-hmm. you'll be good. You won't have to rush to get things right. You don't have to.
My God.
It's worth it.
It's so much. Like, I'm shocked because I didn't know any of this stuff, and then. Two, it's like much easier than I thought that it would be. And three, it's just like, am I ready? Am I not ready? I'm ready. Okay, let's do it. Oh, wait, mm-hmm. hold on. Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to hire you.
Of course. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my yeah. God. We're getting houses.
I mean, I feel better having a home, even though at one point I was like, ooh, like, this is going to be so much responsibility for me, you know, especially if the house is just under your name.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
And it's your home, and if anything goes wrong, it's on you.
It's on
but,
you.
But you just have to trust that you had someone that did a good inspection, that you have people to help you out in case you need anything. You have mm-hmm. numbers in case you need to call anyone. Other than that, it's I see it as a good investment. You know, yeah. I plan to fix it up a little bit more. I still have some things that I need to fix because it's an older home. I just really like the layout of it. It was open. It was like an open floor plan. But this home is like from 80s, and it was open floor plan. And there's some things that are outdated, but I can fix that over time, rent it out.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are so young and we're doing it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
We're doing it.
Do you know how many people you just blessed today with this information?
Hopefully, because people are so not even lost, they just don't know where to start, and I don't mm-hmm. blame them
yeah.
because I was there, and the only reason I know the stuff is obviously because mm-hmm. I studied it. And but the typical person, they're not gonna sit down and study all this, you know.
Well, here's the thing. Now, when people reach out to you and they say, you know, what do I do, where do I start, you could just send them the link to the podcast.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
It's just like, it's just an hour of your time. Yeah. If you want to buy a house, listen to it. I'm not going to keep repeating
myself.
You'll
find out. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's so many resources out there, too.
But you want to send them yours.
No, yeah, but listening to the podcast would be better. It's more, because you can read all these things online. They bring up all these words mm-hmm. that they don't, equity
we don't know.
And,
yeah.
and mortgage and all, you know, they house get credit. Clustered. Yeah. And it seems overwhelming. It seems like too much.
Yeah.
But also, you know, hopefully if they get a good agent, they can guide them through the process. And again, as a buyer, you don't even have to pay your agent. So it wouldn't make sense not to get an agent. as a seller, that's when people are more hesitant. They're like, no, I want to sell this house myself, right? Okay. But then you have to consider, you know, writing up the paperwork, making sure that things are done on time. Things have deadlines. And as a buyer, if you don't want to get an agent, you don't necessarily know the deadlines. You don't know that, you know, the option fee has to be given within 3 days of putting an offer in the house, right? Yeah. And then getting it the offer accepted.
True.
You don't know that it has to be turned in by 5 p.m. on the third day after. You know, you don't know that the earnest money is due here. You don't know that these deadlines, that there's just, you don't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't try to represent yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
seek help.
Yeah.
Be wise.
Oh my God. Yeah. We thank you so much for all of that.
Because you have really enlightened us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, my eyes are wide. Like, this is
yay!
A lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be so stressful.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's not, because a good agent will able to be explain things to you in a way that you understand. When I was buying a house, I didn't understand everything. And the people are like, sign this, sign that. They'll talk, you know, and say things. And I'm like, what is that? And then you don't really want to ask because you don't really know those words. And, so a good agent will break it down to you in a way you understand. And they'll tell you, this is what we need to do next. And we need to get it done by this date. And I'm going to write up this and I'm going to send it to them and explain, just walk you through the process and you just follow their instruction.
Yeah.
And then you know, you shouldn't feel rushed to buy something you don't want, buy a home that you don't want to. And then it's their job to choose homes and send them to you that you'd like. That way, no one's time is wasted. We don't have to go view 50,000 homes, and you don't like any of them.
True.
You know, I have to ask you the criteria, the things that you want, the things that are important to you, and you know, we only go view the ones that you really consider.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have a really good agent that has your best interest.
Yes,
sounds it like is. That's Jenny.
That's her. Yeah, all day. All day. Yeah. Anybody ready to buy a house, sell a house?
I'll be here to help.
Jenny's here.
And you're going to give us, do you have like a Facebook or something? You do, right?
I do have a Facebook. I do have a Facebook. I just switched companies. So
you can provide us with the links. Whatever you have, we'll put links in the bottom of the video.
Okay, I'll give you the links. But my name is Jenny Padron, Padron. And I have a Facebook. I mean, you can message me.
Yeah.
You can message me. I have you can message me on Instagram, a realtor _ Jenny Padron. No.
Yeah. Okay, girl. That's give it. Us the links. We'll okay. attach it.
Yeah.
We will attach it. All right, guys. Are you inspired?
I'm so inspired and ready to go.
Okay. Me too. Kind of.
Yeah.
So one foot in, one foot out. Good. That's me.
But you know what? First, you just have to know the information so you know where to start.
Yeah.
People don't even know where to start.
Yeah, this is definitely good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, guys. Thanks for watching.
Bye. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's RAQY, the letter N, JIFFY.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch.